This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Now, here is the Glow Show.
Hello and welcome to The Glow Show. My name is Dylan and I'm joined by some special guests. Jen Dixon is back and you're the LGBTI Community Portfolio Manager.
Hey Dylan, how are you?
Just rolls off the tongue.
Oh, it really does. It really does.
Does that ever get a mouthful saying that?
It does a little bit, especially if you add community in there. Sometimes I just say LGBTI Portfolio Manager, so, you know, it keeps it a bit shorter, but
nice. Yeah, try Portfolio Multicultural Liaison.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I have to put a special shout out to Gab, who's soireeing over in the UK at the moment, but I know she'll listen to this. And Gab, I miss you! And yeah, have a good time.
She's having a good time. Yes, we are Gabby Tyakless, but we have some other great people. We have a leading senior constable, Dinesh Nator.
Yes, hello everyone.
I didn't crucify that name, did I?
Yeah, Neto's fine.
Neto. And we have an extra special guest. We have Aaron Cowayne Menzies from the AFP.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
What is the AFP?
The AFP is the Australian Federal Police. So similar to Victoria Police, but we are a national law enforcement agency and we enforce Commonwealth and federal laws.
Now, does that mean you have to be based in Canberra?
Most of our agents are in Canberra. We're an agency of about 6,500 and probably about half of them would be in Canberra, but we also are based in every capital city, and we also have international postings in 32 countries around the world. So
oh, wow. Quite so you could large... be abroad and working hard.
Absolutely. Protection Australia.
So have you been based in Canberra before?
Yeah, so I'm born and raised Melbourne boy. When I finished university, I won a role in the graduate program and moved up to Canberra. Spent 5 years there, and I've only just recently moved back to Melbourne with my partner.
What did you study at university to take into a career with the AFP?
Sure, so I'm what's known as a professional staff member or an unsworn staff member. So my background is business, so I have an undergraduate degree in business and commerce. So my time in the AFP has been spent mostly in policy and the corporate side of the AFP, which is why I was based in Canberra. That's where a majority of that work is done. But my time as a GLOW also started in there as well.
So what attracted you to work at the AFP compared to any other business in the world where you could use your degree?
I guess I was attracted to the dynamic nature somewhat of the agency. A lot of my friends, when they finished university, were looking for roles in like banks and consultancy firms. I wanted something a little bit more dynamic and challenging, and it kind of works a bit more with the community. And I knew myself, I didn't necessarily want to be a police officer, but I still wanted to work in that national security sphere, and the AFP was a kind of good fit for me there.
Do you get an equally good uniform?
Fortunately not. A suit and tie is kind of as far as I can go.
So you've been a GLOW as well. So the GLOW extends out of Victoria Police.
Yeah, absolutely. So most police jurisdictions use the term GLOW. The AFP's GLOW network uses both sworn and unsworn appointees in the GLOW role. So you don't need to be a community police officer working on the streets to be a GLOW. We also have a support network internally whereby GLOWs provide support and advice to LGBTI employees and also to their families as well. But the network is a network of about 250 at the moment, and entry is gained through a 3-day training course.
So what's in the course?
It's pretty comprehensive. Generally, we touch on everything from hate crimes and homophobia through to really good skill development in terms of active listening and then how to provide support and advice to families. And also going through a bit of untangling what the alphabet soup of LGBTI means.
That would be very interesting.
Well, you know, actually, it's funny you say that because I attended a Pride and Diversity session recently, and it was just a 2-hour session, so quite condensed. And I was just sitting in on it, but it was really, it was interesting to see how they unpacked it. I've never seen it done in quite that way before. And people make a lot of assumptions. Even people from community make a lot of assumptions about the acronym LGBTI. And so unpacking it and really sort of looking at sex and gender and, you know, the myriad of complexity to the community was a really fascinating way to take it on. And a lot of people walked away saying, gee, I never knew that. I really didn't know anything about intersex. I didn't know anything about trans. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important to do that when you're training because, you know, we come in and we assume, oh, everybody knows what LGBTI means, but there's a lot of people even from community that still don't really know that much about it. So it's,
and the GLOWs cover the whole alphabet or the LGBTI?
Yeah, look, so where it stood with the GLOW training for Victoria Police, we actually did have it about 3 years ago, but unfortunately there's a couple of organisational priorities that occurred during that time, and so the training has dipped a little bit. We're looking at getting it back up again next year, and we've been rolling some training out this year as well through Family Planning Victoria. But it's one of those things where we endeavour to have every member trained as they're coming in. There have been some newer members that have come onto the GLOW program, and they get an induction pack and a series of information about the role. But the training itself is being, I guess, reinvigorated through one of our stakeholders. So, yeah, it's we'd love to have a 3-day course, and that's hopefully, you know, in the future it might be something that's you know, we're looking at. But I guess for next year we'll be looking at a 2-day course, which will, you know, do a lot of the similar functions that the AFP do.
Yeah, no, we find that the training is definitely very important for GLOWs to go through, but because it is so long and also very expensive to put on, the GLOW Network is trying to find alternative ways also to help boost a lot of LGBTI messaging in the agency. So one thing that we've also started recently is an ambassador and an associate membership. So associates is somewhat of a ally network, although we don't want to use the word ally, we prefer the word associates. So again, you don't have to identify to join the network, and that's just through sign up to an email, and you attend events and show support in your workplace. And then an ambassador network, which is still kind of up and coming, is looking at really tapping into senior leaders in the organization who we can specifically train to be that ambassador for LGBTI inclusion.
Fantastic. Mm. Yeah. And we're fortunate, I guess we have our version of that as champions with Victoria Police, and we're lucky enough to have, you know, some of our senior commanders, like all of our senior commanders actually, but a lot of them have come on the GLOW show. We have, you know, Deputy Commissioner Andrew Crisp that comes in quite regularly. We had Deputy Commissioner Wendy Steenham here the other week, and you know, Assistant Commissioner Steve Fontana. We're actually really lucky that we've got that level of support and championship. We've actually got one of our assistant commissioners on the way to the New South Wales GLOW conference, which is happening this week, along with the previous portfolio manager Dani Houseman.
Nice.
And about 25 of, you know, GLOWs from Victoria Police. So yeah, it's great to have that level of support. It's good to hear the AFP are getting on board with that as well.
Yeah,
and I think it's important as well that command
absolutely.
Being a rank structure organisation, everything flows down. So when you know people up top are doing the right thing and you know, and being open about things, then
it sends the right message, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yep.
So what is the AFP doing in the LGBTI space for the community?
Quite a lot. So the AFP, being a national organisation, tends to try to do every single state-based major LGBTI festival. So Midsummer here in Melbourne, Spring Out Festival in Canberra, and the Sydney Mardi Gras. Actually, in the Sydney Mardi Gras, 2018 marks the AFP's 20th year marching consecutively in there. So we're trying to find something kind of nice and spectacular to do that, but it's very hard to compete with New South Wales Police, who always have always there with a big flashy Porsche or something fantastic, which we can't quite
show off.
So other than those national days, also then things like the Ida Hot Day and Wear It Purple Day, we always try to do big events in each of our major offices. We also try to engage a lot with other Commonwealth APS agencies who are still slowly coming on board into the LGBTI space. So we do a lot of work with our partner agencies trying to help them build capacity within their own organisations and really trying to start off all of those networks. As well as that, the AFP is quite well signed up to Pride and Diversity as well. So every year we put a submission through to the Australian Workplace Equality Awards. And thankfully enough, for the past, since 2011, we've done really quite well in being top 10 ranked employer, as well as top ranked public service employer.
That's pretty impressive. Have you been involved with any of the festivals or community events?
Yeah, absolutely. I try to definitely go to Mardi Gras every year. It's always so much fun. If anyone's ever done it themselves, it's just the most amazing 15 minutes walking down that street.
I've never been, and I'm dying to go. Yeah. I think, you know, I'm not sure whether I can bring the kids along. I don't know. Like, it seems like I'd be stressing out with the crowds and, you know, too many people around. But it's something that I really, really want to go to.
Yeah, absolutely.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
A lot of our members bring their families along as well. So
yeah.
that 10 minutes you're walking down Oxford Street is the most 10 minutes of just the most positive reinforcement you've ever had in your entire life.
Yeah.
And it's... Yeah.
I think I just freak out with the amount of people. Yes, it seems like it's a very, very busy event.
Yeah. Other than that, trying to do Midsummer for the first time. I've just moved back to Melbourne, so I haven't had a chance to do it yet with the AFP, so really looking forward to doing that next time it comes around. And I've been working a lot in the Canberra space while I was up there during spring out.
Do you have any stories to share about getting involved with festivals or just in your general work about what you've done to affect the community in a positive way?
One of the things I quite like is working in those community days like Spring Out and being able to engage directly with community members, and particularly those who have never heard of the GLOW Network or don't quite understand what the network is about. So when you're at those days, at those really quite grassroots community days, and you can even get away from the stalls as well and you're just walking around with some brochures or some stickers or some info cards about what the network is, it's really great to actually have somebody stop you, recognize like the badge that you're wearing on your shirt and ask you, you know, what does that mean, and being able to give them a card and explain what the network is and seeing their face change, realizing that, oh, the police are actually, you know, have this specialist skill set and I can go to. I find that really quite rewarding.
Are people perplexed when the AFP are involved that's seen to be focusing on other areas usually in people's perception of the organization?
Perhaps slightly. I mean, I guess trying to break down the long historic barriers that there have been for people to report crime to the police, and not understanding that there is this framework out there and this support network that they can tap into a little bit.
And with your work with the GLOW, how does that affect the community, or is it more in the workplace and what you do with your work that it kind of enhances what you do?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a bit of both. I've probably been more, just because of where I work, I've probably been more personally involved in assisting members in the workplace. So a lot of the referrals that we get into the network are people who they themselves are coming to realise and are coming out and wanting to know what it means. And also a lot of parents in the organisation whose children may be transitioning. The network is there for them to come to learn what it means to have a trans child. And we have really some fantastic GLOWs some people who have become GLOWs through that process, because now they understand what it means and there's these amazing advocates now to kind of enhance what the network can do.
We find that within Victoria Police as well. It's a lot of we've got 220, so we assume that not everybody is from community. In fact, we know that there's a lot of people that aren't, that are allies or associates, as Aaron was saying. And you know, we have people that share their lived experience, particularly members that have transitioned. Having that lived experience and being able to talk about it and be supported in the organisation in a safe place is a really important thing, and it also paves the way for other people that might be experiencing whatever it may be to hear that somebody else has been through it, they've had a positive experience, and the organisation supports them is really powerful.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
And what changes have you seen in the 5 years that you've been involved with the AFP, with them helping the LGBTI community, but also within the GLOW program?
Yeah, I think one of the big things I've seen is there's been a lot more visibility from our senior executive. Our commissioner at the moment is very, very supportive. He's made events such as going to Mardi Gras core hours now. So when we go to Mardi Gras, whilst it used to be on the volunteer on your own time, now when you march there, it is considered time on. So that normalizes those kind of events as core activities for the AFP and really sets the tone that the work that we do through these kind of community engagements is police work and is work that is valuable to the agency and is valuable to the community. And from that, we've had much bigger uptake through a lot more senior executive and manager levels wanting to help and wanting to have their own events on certain days.
Exciting.
Yeah.
And what makes you want to continue with this can be for everyone, with the GLOW program? What strives you to keep going?
For me, I guess it is just seeing the they're seeing the acceptance in the agency and just in general, just increasing and seeing the diversity of the new recruits who come through the college and the diversity in people in the office who are more comfortable to be themselves and can bring them their whole selves to work. That to me, when I see those kind of positive things, makes me know that we're doing a good job and makes me want to kind of continue fighting for it.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I guess for me, I always reflect on where we've come from and our relationship with police. And, you know, obviously I'm a member of the community as well. And I know that the policing relationship with the LGBTI community, you know, across the world hasn't always been a very good one. And we've had some past issues that we've tried to redress over the last 10 to 15 years. And I think that Victoria Police have made amazing you know, strides towards repairing that relationship and doing amazing things with the LGBTI community. But, you know, if you understand a little bit about the history of policing and the community, you can have a sense of pride and where we're moving towards and where we've come from, you know, and that's sort of goes back to things like the Tasty Nightclub apology and the recognition from senior command around the variety of LGBTI programs and initiatives that we have within the organisation. It's just, it sort of makes you reflect on where we were and where we are now, and it just sort of it fills you with pride about where you work, and I think that's really important for me as an LGBTI person, but also, you know, as for my employer, I feel good about what I do and where I go to work every day, and that's really important to me. So it's a feel good piece, I think.
Yeah, it is.
And I think it's important to recognise what's happened in the past as well, and address it, and it goes towards a bit of healing with the community as
Absolutely.
Well, and they can feel it.
Yep.
That is another edition of The Glow Show. Thank you very much to our main girl for this week with Gabby away. We have LGBTI Community Portfolio Manager Jen Dixon. We also have leading Senior Constable Dinesh Netta.
Thank you very much for having me.
And also from the AFP, Aaron Cowan Menzies. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
You can get involved by sending a message to theglowshow@joy.org.au. I've been Dylan. Thank you very much for your company.
You've been listening to The Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Head to joy.org.au/The Glow Show to find more episodes or search Joy 94.9 Glow Show on iTunes. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Rate and review if you like what you hear.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.